It was the third straight day of losses for the main US indices. Traders were reacting to the Federal Reserve's announcement from Wednesday that the US Central Bank will likely leave rates at a higher level for longer than initially expected. The 10-year Treasury yield rose to around 4.5%. That's its highest level in more than 15 years, and that was partly due to the weekly jobless claims numbers. Those showed that the labour market remained strong, which could back up the Fed's plan for more rate hikes to try and cool hiring and in turn slow down inflation. The data showed a sharp drop in people claiming unemployment benefits for the first time, which suggests a robust jobs market. So at the close, the Dow was down 1.1%, the S&P dropped 1.6%, and the Nasdaq fell even further, closing the day down 1.8%. It means all three are currently on track to post weekly losses of between 1 to 3%. Media mogul Rupert Murdoch announced on Thursday that he's stepping down as chairman of News Corp and Fox. The 92-year-old is handing over responsibility of both companies to his eldest son, Lachlan. Shareholders of both companies viewed the news positively. Fox rose 3.2%, while News Corp's price increased by 1.3%. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.